What's up, y'all? Damian G Show on Anchor.fm, as well as Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, and the like. Find me at social media, Damian G Show, both Twitter as well as Instagram. So now that I got that out of the way, a little bit more housekeeping. This Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, we will be hosting with the Big Gold Belt Podcast a two-hour live stream celebrating our 300th episode. As always, I am indebted to this organization for allowing me to do the things that I love to do in a broadcasting sense, a little bit of hosting, a little bit of contributing, a little bit of interviewing, and the like. So please give them your love, attention, and support as we do our 300th episode to be broadcast live streamed from, I believe it's 7 to 9 Eastern. Remember, I'm on Central Time, so for me it's 6 to 8. Yeah, 6 to 8 Central, 7 to 9 Eastern. That would be about 4 to 6 Pacific. But please tune into BGB Group on Twitter. Check out that information, and pretty much it's going to be run by the fans and by our guests. We are just along for the ride. You all are going to be suggesting the topics and interviewing us, as well as us talking to you. So please give us your attention for 10 minutes, an hour. If you can do the whole ride, we'd greatly appreciate it. That's BGB Group on Twitter, Big Gold Belt Media, biggoldbelt.com. Thank you to Free Play Arcade for continuing to support this show, as well as Anchor and everybody else who donates at Coach Damian G on Cash App. And I think that's it for the housekeeping. From what my notes tell me, that's about it for the housekeeping. So, after 2 minutes of waxing and waning, here's Damian G Daily. That is going to be a new thing I do, where I take a topic of the day that interests me, and I give you maybe 10 to 15 minutes of my time as I continue to provide content for you to peruse and to digest. And a lot of people have already asked me, why don't I typically go over an hour if I've been trained to do that? People have the attention spans of a tuna fish nowadays. I think 7 to 10 minutes for a quick segment is great. I think 2 hours for a podcast is not. I don't have the attention span to talk for 2 hours without taking a break. So I can only imagine the audience and their listening potential to tune out if the subject matter doesn't relate. So that is why I'm going to be doing something called the Damian G Daily. So I did one last night. I did one yesterday. For those who haven't checked it out, please do so. It references how I started out working at a video game store and how that kind of parlayed me into working in the career of human service, as well as being not necessarily a people person, but a people understander, if that's a proper term. It probably isn't, but I'm making it up off the top of my head. So last night, I, on behalf of Free Play Arcade, co-play-by-played, co-hosted their live stream on twitch.tv/freeplayarcade using my broadcasting chops to cover their monthly Street Fighter 2 Turbo tournament that was broadcast alongside Twitch TV. Now, if you would have asked me or told me about 4 years ago when I started this journey, would I be even doing video game play-by-play or commentary, I would have said no. I would have said, why would I do that? But here's the funny part. Things are just naturally drawn to us. We are constantly, and I'm not going to hit you with this law of attraction talk, but we are constantly attracting things into our life. Sometimes it's opportunities that we did not even expect to be attracted to us. Now, I started being around Free Play earlier this year during the pandemic. I want to say around March or April when we had shutdowns here in Dallas. I remember fondly Free Play's New Year's Eve party that I had gone to, which for me is one of the best New Year's parties I have ever been to, because number one, video games. Number two, when the clock struck midnight, not only did we have champagne and poppers and all this stuff, and remember, kids, this is all pre-COVID. But the cherry on top of the Damianistic Sunday was the fact that we were able to eat a breakfast buffet of Saturday morning cartoon classics waffles, pancakes, cereal. For my money, it was the Cocoa Pebbles. Count me in for Cocoa Pebbles all day, every day. And just being in a video game arcade, you want to call us nerds, that's fine. You want to call us weird, that's fine too. But people with a common interest in arcade gaming, beer, togetherness, and community. And let me tell you, we're a pretty diverse group over there at Free Play. We are very diverse. There's not one type of specific person, with the exception of people who are just drawn to gaming. There is no other separation beside that, to be quite honest. We are in that together. We appreciate everything Free Play has given us, and I am doing my part to give back to Free Play. And that is why I jump on these streams with them. This is why I tend to do their weekly wrestling show. This is why I tend to participate in Wrestling Wednesdays, in which we watch AEW as well as NXT, and we play random title match arcade games, and then we top it off with random promos at the end. Trust me, we're not going to be confused with Jake the Snake Roberts or Bray Wyatt or The Rock or anyone like that, but it's all fun. It's all good. It's harmless fun. So let me just say why I'm bringing this up. So I've done this commentating for about maybe 3 months now. I've done it for Street Fighter 2. I've done it for Third Strike. I am unfortunately the vocal reason behind Free Play number 37, Free Play Moment 37. So if you want to look that up on twitch.tv/freeplayarcade, I'm not Vin Scully here. I am not Hubie Brown. I am not Bill Walton. I am not a great play-by-play person per se. I'm not Tom Phillips or anyone like that. But what I am is a person who, and this is my style in terms of my broadcasting as well, I am a person who just enjoys being in moments and letting these things happen organically. Now, my co-host, Chris, he's the one that knows all the technical terms. But me, I'm the dude coming in that hadn't played Street Fighter consistently since I was 12 to maybe 18, around there, and getting back into it and seeing people's unequivocal joy of playing in an arcade-style tournament. And it's funny when you're watching and commentating an actual tournament, not just one match, but all of them, all of the matches. It's a lesson in stamina. It's a lesson in focus. And it's a lesson in staying in the moment while enjoying and painting the picture for people watching at home. Now, I am not perfect. That is not my bag of tricks. But I've never had so much fun just commentating on random gamer stuff. And it makes me happy. And I think that's the whole point of this Damien G Daily. We always say, if you do something you love, you won't feel like it's work. Well, put me behind this thing here. It never feels like work. Sure, I prep. Sure, I get my voice ready. Sure, I despise editing when I have to edit any vocal-only podcasts. But I love doing this stuff. I love combining the worlds of nerd culture and professional broadcasting and bonding with people. Not for clicks, not for streams, not for likes, but because of enjoyment. And that's something a lot of us, especially in 2020, seem to be lacking. There's not a lot for us to be enjoying. So when you find those victories, when you find those things you enjoy, you do them. You rock them till the wheels fall off, as we like to say. But to be quite honest, a lot of people, and I don't care what people really say about me. I've never cared the last couple of years. Or I should say I haven't cared in the last couple of years. So people have told me, well, you're not making anything substantial off of this. You're not making a lot of money off of this. You're not putting food on your table. You're not even putting gas in your car, if I had one. But here's the rub. My teacher, my mentor, Dan Schwartzman, once told me, any broadcasting gig you get, those are on-air reps. Repetition is the mother of skill. And the more you do your reps, the more fluid you're going to sound when you finally start getting what you deserve, and that's getting paid a full-time wage to do this. Shout Chris out really fast, my co-host on yesterday's broadcast, and say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of Free Place family behind this microphone. Thank you for allowing me to participate in charity streams and gaming broadcasts, as well as hosting a wrestling show, where that is an understated part of the Free Play family as well. You know, Wrestling Wednesdays gets a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and we like that. In a good way, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But that's the things I found. You know, I have found my ability to enjoy learning on air. I enjoy learning things on air. I enjoy stepping out of my shell and of my shadow on air. Again, I am not Vin Scully. I am not Marv Albert, Mike Fratello, anyone in the like who is this perfect play-by-play guy or gal. I'm just a guy behind a microphone that can talk and can paint a picture for you and let you know that we had over 40 some odd people at this tournament yesterday. And yes, we social distanced, and anyone who got caught with their mask off got told to put it back on, or else they would have been asked to leave. Now, here's a little wrinkle that people don't know. Chris and I do the show with our masks on completely. We never, never take our masks off. And maybe that's it. Maybe that is why it's such an enjoyable thing for me, because I'm learning to do this with a mask on. Not just in the microphone, not just with the pop shield, but with another layer of protection. You got to step your game up. You have to change up things. You can't let things stay stagnant. That's another level of focus. So thank you to them. Thank you to Free Play. Thank you to Big Old Belt Media for allowing me to jump back in the saddle after about a 2-year full-fledged hiatus. My time at Radio Fan notwithstanding here in Dallas. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, and I'm going to bring it all the way back to the beginning here on Daily Damien, is that I have found things that work for me. Would you believe my first gig here in radio and broadcasting was I did a voiceover for a pizza chain, and they wanted me to sound like my old regular New York accent, you know, the how you doing accent, called the pizza guy. I have this tape. I have this sample. I will never play this. I will never play this to anybody because it is ridiculously cheesy and not in a good way. I had to bounce. I pretty much was talking to myself in this commercial read. I was the pizza guy and I was the narrator. So I don't think I am going to play that ever again. But it was fun regardless. It was fun when I jumped on air with a friend of mine, Jigna, who hosts her own podcast now called Laid Off Life. So give that a follow and a listen, basically chronicling what it's like to be laid off from your job and touching people's stories that way who have experienced a situation. But she was a former co-host of mine, and I'll never forget this. This was October. This was around Halloween time of 2018. No, 2019. And we jumped on air and we were talking about zombies and we were talking about fashion and Kanye West while doing commercial reads at every 15, 30, and 45 minutes past the hour. And it was a blast doing it with her. We had to literally break into the studio, not illegally, but we couldn't find the key to the studio, so we had to kind of break in. It was so much fun. And now I get to do this with my friends. I get to do this with my surrogate family. I get to call 2 times a month random Street Fighter moments. I get to do wrestling podcasts. I get to do this show. I get to do the show I do with Sarah, the Damien's Advocate. I get to do relationship shows. I get to do psychology shows. And here's the best part. For me personally, I come across like me. I'm not trying to be Stephen A. Smith. I'm not trying to be Brandon Tierney. I'm not trying to be this perfect broadcaster where I am trying to sound as if I'm the smartest man in the room. Why bother? There's plenty of smart people in the world. How about I just be myself? And that's the missing link here. The missing link is being able to find your true self when you find that thing you love to do and you want to do it with all your heart and you do it with your truest of emotions and intentions. So right now, me talking to you behind this microphone, and right now it's 11:45 at night as I record this on Monday night, I still feel good. I feel really good doing something like this every single day for you all's benefit. So I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'll take about maybe 3 minutes of this before we log off to let you know. I had to overcome a fear today. A fear. Damien is afraid of some things. So you know what I did? I actually called one of my coaches. It was about money. Now, in my family, we grew up with the limiting belief of you got to work hard for money or else you won't be able to earn money. So I had a freak out moment regarding finances. So I called up one of my coaches and I said, we got to work through this. Now, the coaching I do is similar to the coaching I receive, where it's a little bit more spiritually focused, internally focused, more so than trying to solve a psychological dilemma. It's more like dealing with current life issues in terms of your personal development. But I freaked out. I called them. They talked me off that proverbial ledge. And it inspired me to do this quick hit tonight. Because they asked me if I would be willing to go on air and talk about this as a cathartic moment. Let me tell you, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better knowing that I can talk to you all as a person for one. Because I'm not a robot, I'm not a zombie, but as someone who has been where a lot of you listening have been. I am the coach that's been there. I am the guy that's been there. I continue to be there. But I keep telling you every single day, y'all, without you, there is no me, and this is why I do what I do. So I want to thank my coach. I've got a lot of people to thank today. And even though Thanksgiving was a couple of weeks ago, I'm still feeling thankful. Thankful for my friends and family back in New York who have helped me out in more ways than one. I won't say what they've helped me out with, but they are lifesavers. So I have family all over and I do this for myself, yes, but I also do this work for them too because they depend on me, they count on me. And they want what's best for me. And that includes this. Because to quote Chris, my co-host from last night, it would be a shame to waste my talent if I didn't do this. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for encouraging me to keep going. Thanks for encouraging me to keep doing what I do. And thanks for tuning in. I know my numbers are a lot lower than what they used to be. Quality over quantity. Keep putting in the work and the rest will come. And that's the bottom line because, well, Stone Cold didn't say it, but I did. And that's the kind of work I want to do with all of you. One day at a time. Do it together because we're a team. I love you all. You have a good night.